This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Gotamon.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Gotta catch them all.
Gotamon. Yeah, no, I was gonna say it sounds like a Digimon, but you know, any of these. Sounds like a GoBot.
Like a religious Digimon.
I'm sure. Like Gotamon? I mean, like, there are Pokemon that are gods, right?
Well, I was just thinking Arceus, about, like, or... Yeah, there's definitely, like, I think at this point, like, fully a fourth of the Pokemon are secretly gods. Which is real weird that the cosmology of that has never been, like,
never really been solidified. They just, like, they just keep on adding to it and never overwriting.
Well, just, and just the fact that there's this, like, thing where, like, kids just worship an animal that you can go catch.
Yes.
Like, if you're good enough, you can go catch God in a tiny little ball. And it doesn't even have to be a luxury ball. Like, it could be a fucking net ball. And then you just own a God.
Yeah.
I was thinking about a, like, Christian knockoff Pokemon.
Oh.
Like, talking about saints or something.
Or, like, one of those, just one of those t-shirts. Like, instead of Jack Daniels, it's Book of Daniel.
Yeah. But for Pokemon.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, Methuselax. You know? Like the Holy Ghastly.
Methuselah, you know? rookie card.
Yeah.
So Gotamon, this is from the book of Ibon, and it is he's a big old booger who's got some skulls in him.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's got really big Symphony of the Night one-off enemy energy. Like, one hallway in Symphony of the Night has this thing in it.
Yeah.
And you never see it again.
God, I love in these descriptions, when you're not held to anything, you can describe something as bluish brown.
A
bluish brown mucoidal substance. Nothing has ever been a mixture of blue and brown.
I can imagine it.
I got
a mind's eye for blue brown.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. So it's this little, like, this booger, this Mucinex, Mucinex Italian, and he's except instead of legs, arms, and a fucking job, he has a bunch of skulls and a family.
I love the idea of, like, unemployment shaming Gotamon.
No, I was unemployment shaming the Mucinex goblin.
Okay.
But
mix up the Mucinex goblin with the Lamisil gremlin.
They're cousins.
Okay.
So he's this booger, and he has all these, you know, pseudopods that he's basically World of Goo.
Yeah.
But then the cool thing about him is he sends out his little strands, and they're really weak individually.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get more of them on you, they get incredibly strong, and they pull you towards skulls that, like, lift in and out of his, like, goo to eat you.
Yeah.
Like, he just straight up eats you. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing secret or anything like that. He just, like, tries to bite you.
He's just hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty scary. You know, you're just being pulled into this booger and skulls start surfacing from it.
Yeah.
Like, from the slime and stuff. Yeah, that's just pretty great.
The skull bubbles up to the top like the inside of a Magic 8 Ball.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly like that. I was going to say, like, some kind of sinister soup skin, but yours is much scarier and more accurate.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.